Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
A very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Helen from Evergreen joins us today. Helen, morning to you.
Morning, Keith. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us. We have a good few questions, so I'm going to get stuck into them. My husband has been recently diagnosed as a celiac and is already feeling the difference being on a gluten-free diet. She wants to know, is there any supplements that she can add to the routine to help support his immune system?
Yeah, the first thing you do when you get a diagnosis like that is you eliminate gluten. That's what's causing the reaction in your body. That's what's causing all your problems. That's what's causing your body to attack the lining of the gut. So it gets red and inflamed and you can't digest your nutrients. And you get your symptoms like bloatedness and maybe like a loose bowel or digestive discomfort or tiredness or anemia. So gluten-free diet is the first thing you do. And there's loads of awareness around gluten-free now. So basically, loads of labels, loads in the restaurants, they have it on the menu. So it makes it a bit easier and not as overwhelming. And that means then you get the reaction and you adapt to it kind of straight away. The second thing is, if you want to incorporate some supplements, the first thing would be L-glutamine. And what L-glutamine is, it's a protein, a small protein, and it is really good to help and heal the gut, supports the gut lining, and helps to improve digestive function. It kind of powers the gut as well, so it can really help for energy in the gut. It also has other like benefits like, say, immune system and brain function. You can throw some digestive enzymes in there if you like to help break down the foods, but what people tend to with the digestive enzymes is they might leave them until, you know, like if they're out dining out or they're on holidays or at a wedding and they're not sure what's in the food or they can't control it, they'll bring a digestive enzyme with them, and what that will do is that'll kind of help them in case there's some gluten or wheat or rye or barley in the food. Add some fibre in there. Your chia and your flax seeds with your omega-3 are so good, and they're also a prebiotic that will help with the good bacteria. And if someone's been suffering for a while and had those symptoms of celiac disease and it wasn't diagnosed, in that small intestine where you have the issue, that's where you absorb all your nutrients. So a really good multivitamin that gets those nutrients in there, your B12, your B6, vitamin D3, just can help restabilize the system and help the balance and maybe give you kind of more energy. But yeah, that would be a good place to start, I would think.
Plenty of good advice there. We have somebody else on to us and they want to know, is there anything to help a fungal nail infection? The thought of it is enough for me.
I know, and we have fungus all over the body, so sometimes it goes out of control, and many people do develop a fungal nail infection at some point in their life. It can be unpleasant and difficult to treat, and it thrives in warm and dark and moist, sweaty places. So, and it can present in many ways, especially in a nail infection. It can just be a softened nail. It can be discoloration. The nail can be breaking off, thickening, so it's harder to trim. So you could make your own base oil, which is basically olive oil or coconut oil, aloe vera gel, a nice base, and then you add your oregano or tea tree, and you can apply that onto your nail or that area maybe twice a day. There's another oil called neem oil, and it comes from neem seed. And now we can get it. It's a really nice product, and it's a really potent antimicrobial. It's all made up for you. There's no make and do, and you can apply it on the nail, in the surrounding area of the nail, and maybe the next nail beside it, so in case it develops. And the other thing that a lot of my customers find quite good is your Epsom salts foot bath. It draws things out, gives a bit of relief, and a bit of apple cider vinegar in there as well might help. Watch your ill-fitting shoes, air your feet, don't take your shoes off, your socks on, don't be sharing nail scissors, that kind of thing. That can kind of help to kind of speed up the healing process there.
Another caller was on to say, my sister was recently diagnosed with osteoporosis and I heard that it can be hereditary. Is a calcium supplement the best help to reduce my risk?
Yeah, like osteoporosis can run in families, most probably because there are inherited factors that affect bone development. And this will really affect the body by reducing the bone density and reducing the bone strength. Because your body renews its bone density all the time, it doesn't renew as efficiently as before. So, and that will lead to your weak bones, brittle bones that are liable to fracture. I'm just going about your daily business. And when we have customers coming in the door with this issue, they're quite anxious because it kind of comes out of nowhere. And they're very aware that they just get a fracture and then suddenly there's a bigger issue than that. Calcium, of course, is your most abundant mineral in the bone. Number of factors influence how your body absorbs it. So definitely add in your magnesium, K2, D3, collagen is really important as well. So not calcium by itself. Add those minerals. They'll make sure the calcium goes to where it should be. And you get different calcium complexes. You get different forms of calcium that are better absorbed. So ask in store. And what we can do is we can direct you towards what could be the best choice for you, the one that you're most likely to take more often, so it helps your bone density. Your dietary and lifestyle as well is really important to consider. So, you know, smoking, alcohol, coffee, they can all affect how your body absorbs the nutrients that help the bone density. And one of the most important things that encourages bone development is your weight-bearing exercise. So walking, because, you know, you're carrying your own weight, or doing your Pilates, or going to the gym. They're all different things you could try that can help maintain your bone mass and your bone strength so you don't have any other issues.
Now, with somebody else on to say that they're trying to cut out caffeine to help menopausal symptoms and rising blood pressure. Could you recommend some good alternatives in Evergreen?
Yeah, around the menopause and that time of your life, people tend to lean into some healthy habits just because see if they can amend their symptoms and feel a bit better. The caffeine can exacerbate your menopausal symptoms, and whether it is the sleep or anxiety or your sweats or your blood sugars. And we have lots of options in Evergreen. You have your traditional one, which basically would be a jar that would have barley or fig, and you can use like you would like your jar of coffee, and you add it to your hot water, bit of milk. It won't taste exactly like coffee, but they can taste really nice. And we have so many options. You could try and see what suits you the best. You can have your caffeine free tea. You can have a thing called Red Bush. What Red Bush does is it's a tea from South Africa. It tastes like tea, but it's caffeine-free, low tannins, high antioxidants, and you can add your milk to it. And then you have your herbal teas. We have so many options. Come ask us for some advice and we can show you what's there and see what kind of taste you like or what things you want it for. My two favourites are one called Liberate Your Liver. It's a really good tea for digestion, so that's really important around the time of menopause. So digestion, nice bit of dandelion in it, bit of spearmint that kind of cools you down, and hibiscus. And hibiscus is a fabulous tea for energy. It's quite tart, but it's really good to help maybe manage blood pressure symptoms.
Wonderful, thank you for that. Finally, I have a six-month-old going through sleep regression, as well as a lively two-year-old. Is there anything good to help with my energy that levels that budget-friendly for me?
Yeah, of course, we have loads of options, and it's tough because, you know, the baby settled into the routine and they come out of it and they're waking up every couple of hours or mooching. So probably the quickest, easiest, best value thing you could try when you come in the door is a really good bee complex. Every brand does one. They have lots of, the bees are so good for energy, especially B5, really good for stress, irritability, mood, especially 6 months after a baby, maybe help balance the hormones, cardiovascular, digestive function. Go with the bee complex and see how you get on with that first.
Thanks, Helen, for that. And if you want to get further details, you can go into any Evergreen in the city or the county. And there's a Helen in every Evergreen. Or just pop into Galway Shopping Centre and talk to them there. Helen, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Keith.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.